Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Remember the Da Vinci painting of The Last Supper? Its beauty? The remarkable story it tells? A living version of it is coming to Marion County in time for Easter. Let's go in-depth with Pat Haining of Knoxville and Tony Haining of Sheldon, formerly of Knoxville. Pat, there's going to be a pretty neat event, an unusual event in Knoxville at the United Methodist Church. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, the Sheldon United Men are coming to Knoxville on Saturday, March 9th at 7 o'clock in the evening to the First United Methodist Church in Knoxville to produce a living Last Supper called Lord, Is It I? And their sound technician is my son, Tony Haining, and he helps to instigate this.
Well, Tony, whose idea was this?
I think it was both of ours. And we've always had an open invitation as the Circuit Riders, which is a singing group, to come down to Sheldon, to Knoxville and perform. And I took it a step further and just asked the people here in Sheldon if they would like to go down and perform the Last Supper. They said, oh, they'd like to give it a try. And I called my mom and said, what's a good date? And she took the ball from there and talked to the pastor, and they set up a date for us.
And have you participated in this before?
Yeah, I've been with it for actually 22 years. And
22 years?
22. Well, it's been going on for 29 years. This is our 29th year of doing it.
Well, can you describe it to us a little bit? I presume people are in period costume, and what happens?
Well, the cast members, they recreate the scene from Leonardo da Vinci's famous Last Supper painting. And they're in full costume, full period costumes and everything. And at the first, Jesus will make the statement, one of you will betray me. And then in turn, each one of the cast members or the disciples kind of start thinking out loud, you know, is it I that has that has betrayed him? And they are talking about where they came from, what their background is, kind of how Jesus got them involved as being a disciple. And each one of them goes through that steps of, you know, did I betray him? Am I going to be the one to betray him? And, you know, you kind of just get a glimpse of what each one is thinking during the show.
And, Pat, I presume you've seen it before.
Yes, I have, in other towns being produced.
And is it fun to watch?
It's wonderful, and it's very inspiring, and the music is beautiful.
Does the music go over the actors' voices, or is that a separate component?
That is a separate component. We have, like, three actors that will perform their lines, and then the singers will come in and sing a song that kind of portrays the different parts, and then three more actors, and then another song, and so forth throughout the production.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Living Last Supper with Pat Haining and Tony Haining. And so what are the other actors doing? What happens, let's just say that you go to the Apostle Paul, and does he stand up, or does he sit down and speak, or does he, how does that work? And then while one is speaking, what do the other ones do?
Well, you know, they're in the front of the church, and they're all posed in the kind of the proper positions that the painting describes a little bit. But then, yeah, most of the time they will stand up and do their part. Some of them still sit. But as they are saying their part, the other ones are still staying in pose. So other than during your part, you're in pose basically for the whole hour, other than when you say your part.
Staying in pose for a whole hour? That doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me.
Well, it's difficult. And it you know, some of them say it's really hard to sit that long and, you know, not try to cough or not try to clear their throats or things like that, but they really do a super job of it.
I bet they think of ways to clear their throats that aren't very loud.
Yes, they do. And, you know, I try to keep it so I don't have any of the microphones on that are away from where the person is speaking. So if they do have to clear their throat away from it, then they won't be heard.
But it's important to remain still, to let the audience attention to focus on the speaker.
Yes, it is. It's very important for them to stay still, for them not to move, for them not to clear their throat if they can or make any noise, because, yeah, we want to focus on that speaker and focus on exactly what they're saying and how they're saying it and how they're depicting that character.
Well, and what's the background like, Pat? What do you think of the background?
The background is usually kind of like a stained glass window type of thing. And then besides that, in our church, there will be the cross, which, of course, is significant in this situation. So in the lighting, focuses on the person speaking.
Well, and so the cross in the background is sort of this reminder of what's about to happen.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so if you look at the classic Da Vinci painting, everybody has a particular pose, and one fellow has his arm stretched out, reaching the opposite direction from where he's facing back toward Jesus. Does he stay in that pose for an hour?
Yes, he does. He stays in that pose until he speaks, and then until after the show is over.
Another fellow, well, I don't know which apostle is which. I know you do, but another person's holding both hands up, my hands would start wobbling a little bit, I think.
Yeah, they do. They adjust a little bit. I mean, they may not exactly be, I mean, they try to get as close as possible, but they know for that hour, you know, it's hard to hold your hands up that far and stuff, so they may bring them down and, you know, set them on the table rather than have them clear up like that. They'll still have them away from them like they're holding them up, but they'll lean on the table a little bit.
Well, and you want to maintain, I mean, it's an incredible painting full of meaning, and you want to keep that meaning.
Yes, you do.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Living Last Supper with Pat Haining and Tony Haining.
Now, the actors, is it the same actors all the time, or do you bring in new actors?
You know, once they get into the acting part of it, it seems like they want to stay. They tend to stay there and stay as an actor. So there's some of them that have been there, at least 10, maybe 10, 15 years now. You know, there's a few of them. We get a few off and on, but not very many that will go out. Like this year, we had a couple of people that actually, one of them, his wife is having surgery, and another one, he's having surgery during this time period. So we actually had to bring two new people into this year's. But other than that, this would be the first time in 4 years, I believe, we've brought anybody new in.
Well, where does the script come from?
It's been produced before. I mean, they actually went down in the, like 1985, and saw it in another town. But the script comes basically from the Bible. I mean, they take passages from the Bible that they see that they're saying, and the disciples are saying. They try to write it towards that. And then we've kind of brought in, we have a guy that's really awesome that kind of directs this, that he does theater around here. He does different productions. So he's come in and really helped us develop our own unique situations throughout this. I know it has to be historical, and we do fit the painting correctly and stuff like that. But as far as what the people say and the disciples say, they do a lot of, you know, this is recreated from the Bible, so do a lot of the passages from the Bible and what they would be thinking and where they're from. So we try to base it off the Bible and what the script has said before.
Are some roles better than others?
Some roles better than others?
Sure, the role as a disciple. I mean, does somebody have a better speech, or is one role everybody wants, or, you know, like in a traditional theater production?
I don't think so. You know, I don't really think so. I think, you know, we've kind of tried with this person who does it, trying to look at the person and say, you know, I think you fit this role better than this role. And they really get into their roles. I mean, they've gone through the Bible with the different passages. They've actually, we've had books, we've had studies on it, we've done small group Bible studies on the disciples. So each of the disciples has really gotten into their character And once they get into their character and find out what they are about, what the character is about, what the disciple is about, and all the things they've gone through just to be to the point of where they're with Jesus, that they don't want to change very often. They really get into that character.
So not one most coveted role, or not one role that nobody wants, like maybe Judas.
No, I don't think so. I you know, Judas is kind of fun. With him and knowing what we do about Judas, as far as, you know, he did betray him. But that's a powerful role. I mean, and the person that does that, you'll really enjoy that person. You know, if you come and see it, they really enjoy that person. But I don't think they bother too much about that. The characters don't bother too much about that. They're really into their character and really want to show it to the audience that this is what's going on and this is why Jesus did what he did. And this is what we did to cause him to have that pain that he suffered for us.
Well, I don't think we gave away the ending, did we, there?
No, not too much. it's a powerful ending. I mean, I'm not going to give it away, but it's a very, very powerful ending if you come and see it.
Okay, so knowing who did it, that's not the spoiler, huh?
Oh, no, most people come already know who betrayed Jesus and stuff like that, but it doesn't spoil the thing, no. It doesn't spoil it at all.
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, we're used to reading the stories and we're used to hearing the stories in church, but to actually have an actor portray that individual, that's a whole new thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, and we've had lots of people come up afterwards and say, you know, I never realized about this character, what they had gone through, or how they felt when Jesus said, you know, one of you will betray me. A lot of people just don't know it until it's really brought to life. And these characters and actors really bring it to life.
And so it's Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Knoxville.
Yes, it is.
And what do people go away with? What do they feel like at the end?
I think people know and they have a better understanding of God, of Jesus, the significance of Christ's sacrifice. You know, and hopefully it'll inspire people to continue to grow in their faith and their commitment to others and to others to know Christ. It just a powerful meaning and message of Easter season.
And Pat, what did you feel the first time you saw it?
Very humbled and just more of in touch with what the scene portrayed.
And which character, which apostle do you play, Tony?
I actually never played any of the apostles or any of the disciples. I was in the singing group for the first 21 years that I was there. And then I've relinquish that to somebody else, and now I do the sound for them. So I just sang in the group and did a lot of the technology and electronics over the course of the 22 years I've been involved.
I see, and so you get a look out into the audience then.
Oh, yeah. I get a look out in the audience, and actually when we're not singing, we usually sit like in the first or second pew, and we get a look up and see the characters. And you know, a lot of us can say some of the lines that sing. We can say some of the lines and stuff like that. But it's not only the lines that they say. It's the way they do it and the passion they put into it. And it can be a little different every night and every time we see it. And it's a powerful thing to just sit there and watch.
And what's the audience reaction?
You know, it's just kind of a silence. I mean, especially at the end when they've gone through all the disciples and Jesus speaks and the way we finish it, it's kind of a silence. It's just, you know, they're just kind of, I think they're just sitting there thinking of, you know, this is really that what happened, and these are what the disciples thought. You know, they are average, ordinary men, just like everybody else. And they just, you know, they don't know what to do. I mean, people just don't really know what to do. Do we clap? Do we cry? Do we sit silently? You know, it's just so powerful that people, you know, just have to sit and just think about what just went on.
Well, yeah, now that you mention it, it would seem very inappropriate to applaud.
Well, and a lot of times once the pastor will get up, because the pastor will do a benediction at the end, he'll say, okay, now you can applaud. You know, after he gets down to benediction, he'll a lot of times say, now you can applaud, because, you don't know what to do. And even as us, as singers and stuff watching it, we don't know what to do sometimes. We get involved in it. If people come on Saturday night and enjoy the singing that goes along with the powerful play, that the circuit riders will be back in Knoxville that Sunday morning doing the worship service, and we will do a full concert Saturday morning at the first service at 8:30 at the United Methodist Church.
After the performance, the audience is invited to come to participate in fellowship downstairs and to visit one-on-one with the cast so that they can go further in depth with their character.
Thanks to Pat Haining and Tony Haining for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.